went to six.
Okay, Ravosa, we were up to Mem Aleph. We're talking about, I'm going to try to run through a little because really, you know, until the last Se'if here, I don't know if it's all Lach L'maisi, even though some of them are interesting, very interesting conceptually. You know, we live in a different reality. But we're talking about two women who share a, basically until the last Se'if of this Simon is all going to be two or three women who have to figure out who is responsible. So let's again, Mem Aleph. Love shachalik abadik lo v'shatu v'shilatu l'Yisraelis nida o l'goya sh'yiyaz man aliros v'ros apam achas. Apo pi she'ein aroa b'mei hash'olos hachalik v'yachar kach nintzu kesem tola behem utahora. V'wadin v'dakto v'shilatu l'hen v'yachar kach l'vashuhi matzvo kesem sh'tola behen. V'afili v'sviris shivanakiyah, meaning it doesn't matter if the regular woman wore it first, and then the Nida or Nachris, or the Nida or Nachris wore it first, and then the regular woman. The order doesn't matter in any of these things, since one of them is what we call Tolna Zakilkel B'Mekolkel. The regular woman can be Tola in the Nida or the Nachris. The Rama ends here. Va'ayin Lakam and Simon Kovtzari Vod, the Rishloshi Yom Rishonim Shal Shubin Akim and Mekilim Miksam of Litlos B'Dover Acher. Mentioned this a few times. The Rama has a Chumrah. Simkot Tzadivav, then the first 3 days of Shiva Nikiyam. Even though during Shiva Nikiyam, she's still a regular woman. She's not, she's on the process of cleanliness. But in the first 3 days, the special Chumrah for Ashkenazim, that we're not Tola Ksamim on anything else. The Shach here points out that what if she's Tola on herself? We'll see later on. She wore this garment twice, once when she didn't need to, once when she isn't. Maybe she can toll on herself, because on herself we don't have a chomer against on the first 3 days. Well, the shach himself thinks we do. Okay, we'll see that machlokas shach marma. There's just sort of a mar mokum shach of katan aleph. For now, let's see the basic question. The basic issue is the machlokas, as you point out, the Rambam and the Rashba. What do we mean by the cloud of tolin es hakilkol b'mikolkal? The machlokas Rambam and Rashba. The Rambam says means we attribute to the more likely source. It's a matter of physical scientific likelihood. And the Rashba, of course, the Rashba also admits to the Rambam Svara. Right, I mean, that's an obvious for if there's two women, one is more likely to be responsible for the Kesson than the other, then, you know, I'm sure he also agrees to the Rambam, but he has a much bigger fish, right? He also agrees to the Rambam. Why wouldn't you agree? Some are to Rabbanan. Of course, if one thing is more likely, one thing is less likely, you can be, quote unquote, makel to attribute to that which is more likely. But he has a bigger fish, is that even if the odds are 50-50, we attribute it to the woman who would not be halachically harmed. Right? Mikolko means the woman who is already a nida. Right, the woman who's we attribute the woman who's already an Ida would not be halachically harmed. Why? Because really, some are drabanan, suffering drabanan lekula. Some are even more than suffering drabanan lekula. We're tola even on a far out chance. The only question is, each woman should want to be tola in the other. The only problem is, we're stuck with tarti desasri. Rachel wants to be tola on Leah, and she can because suffering drabanan lekula. Leah wants to be tola on Rachel, and she can because suffering drabanan lekula. But if they're told on each other, then it's a tarti desasri. They can't have a tarti desasri. But if one of them is already mekolkol, that breaks the tarti desasri. If Rachel is tahora and Leah, or even Rachel's in her shiva nikia, and Leah's a nida, mamish is the middle of her period, then if Rachel's told on Leah, then it doesn't change Leah's status, and it doesn't change Rachel's status. And therefore, there's no tarti desasri. Rachel wants to be told on Leah, but Leah doesn't want to be told on Rachel, because Leah's a nida anyway. It's Rachel and Christine, right? Rachel wants to be told on Christine. Christine doesn't want to be told on Rachel because she's a guy anyway, and she has no din of hilchos nida. And therefore, as long as one woman needs to be told on the other, but the other woman doesn't need to be told on her, there's no tacti de sastri, and you can make only suffix.
When Rebbe said the odds are 50-50, it sounds like the Rash would hold that if it's like 70-30, it wouldn't.
No, I mean, even if.
I mean,
there's a whole discussion in the Achronim. What if you have like a, you know, I mean, it is an interesting discussion in the Rishonim, but the simple shot is even if it's Rove, correct? Because we did it clear. Correct. Now, how would that tie into Se'if and Case? Here we have Mem Aleph. What's the first one? Nida. Right? Se'if. This is Nicha, because the Nida is Tmeya anyway. And this is Nicha, because Nida is more likely. Obviously, if a woman is a Nida, it's more likely the dam comes from her than even for a woman who's shivin a kiyam. She's shivin a kiyam, she finished bleeding. Nida, she's in the middle of bleeding. How about Nachris? So here's where this was where we saw how do you know the machlokas Rama and Rashba? This is good for the machlokas Rama and Rashba, how to interpret the Gemara. Nachris Haroa. Right? This is what we left off. We explained this. What does it mean, Nachris Haroa? So Rashba says, it means she saw once in her life. Why does she have to see once in her life? Because you can't be told on something that's impossible. And if she never saw once in her life, I don't mean impossible, but that's like beyond the bounds of possibility, right? She saw once in her life. And therefore, since it might be the Nachrises, we're told on her. Why? Because she's a Nachris anyway. It doesn't change her status, whether she's Tmei or Tahora. While the Rambam says that it means she is seeing now. Meaning, so it's the same exact thing as Nida. Nida and Nachris mean the same thing. Just Nida is a Jewish Nida, Nachris is a Jewish Nida. Either way, it's more likely. The only reason I have to say Nachris Haroa is because Nida usually means Jews. Goyim don't call themselves Nida. So you say, a Nida. What does the Shach say? Tola Bahen. Lefisha kol elu ein mekalkulin shetisla kesa b'heb. Shetisla b'rishon or ein mekalkula. Because if you're told on the second woman, her halachic status won't be ruined. If you're told on the first woman, her halachic status will be ruined. Okay, and shamer b'shei kupos. It's a din of suffering kula. What do we do about a shei kupos? Remember, if you have a pot of kosher and a pot of treif, and an isser d'rabbanan falls into, if you have two kosher pots and an isser d'rabbanan falls into one of them, each pot wants to say something to Lakula, but Tarti to Sastri, so they can't. They're all treif. If you have a kosher pot and a treif pot, and something treif to Rabbanan falls into one of them, say something to Rabbanan Lakula, it fell into the treif pot. Why? Because the kosher pot needs to be told in the treif pot. The treif pot doesn't need to be told in the kosher pot. Nothing with likelihood. It's just that you can say something to Rabbanan Lakula when you only need to be told the one way, and there's no contradictory need to be told the other way. The Shach is very, very clear. The Taz says the same thing as Sivkot and Lamed Aleph. Says the Taz. Vatam, the need of a Nachris. He doesn't say the Tam is. Of course not. We're not the Rambam, because it's more likely. Ein mehu kilkul. It doesn't hurt them to be tola in them. Valkein tolan b'hem lola kalkul isha tahora. And then he quotes the same Yoredei Kof Yud Aleph about the two pots, meaning we clearly go on the side of the Rashba, right? Even if the odds are 50-50, we are tola, which makes a lot of sense, lahakil. Okay, let's continue then to Membeis and see how we apply this. Hishilato l'ktana shel rasa me'olam ulevashto ktana zo la'achar sheniva la'kodem shechoy samachim. These are all the old-fashioned. When I say old-fashioned, I don't mean back in Europe. I mean in the days of the Mishnah. These are all the old-fashioned rules of Dan Basulim. Don't imagine what you learned in chassam classes, right? We'll very soon get to the fact that back in the days of the Mishnah, maybe not the days of the Gemara, we'll see, but at least back in the days of the Mishnah, If a woman had Dan Basulim, it was Tahora. A woman with Dan Basulim had no Tumas Nida. How do you know what's Dan Basulim, what isn't? So depending on her age and status, you have a scientific opinion. Chazal made a scientific Hashara of what's likely Dan Basulim. So what's the rules? And these are the rules. We don't apply these rules nowadays. These are the rules from the Mishnah. If you lent it to a Ketana who never got her period in the first place, and then she wore it after her marriage and Bia, right? In those days, they got married young, until it got healed, meaning for however long it takes her to stop bleeding, we assume there's Dan Basulim. Oshi Shalatul Nara Shalarasa, or it was a Nara who got married before she got her first period. Lashtoch Arbalevus Lubilasa, within the first 4 nights. Oshi Shalatul, okay. And et cetera. Meaning there are rules for how, when we assume it's Dan Basulim. If you lend it to a girl who you assume is Dan Basulim, then you can be Tola on the girl from the Dan Basulim. Why in this case? After all, nowadays our minig is to be machrim matami dam basulim. So you want to be told on her, she wants to be told on you. So here the answer is because everyone agrees to the Rambam svara. It's just likely. The Gemara says sir for matzui. Right? The dami mitzuyim ba, says the Tassis. Even though the Rashba svara doesn't apply, because nowadays all dam basulim is tummy. So you want me to be told on her, she needs to be told on you. It's a tarti de sasri, it's a stalemate. Nonetheless, everyone agrees to Rambam Svara, and it's more likely that a woman with bleeding basulim will bleed than a stam woman, because she has more likely reason to bleed. Rachel might have gotten her period, Leah might have gotten her period, but Rachel might have gotten her period, Leah min hastam is bleeding. Okay, so here, if you say membez, a besula shenivala, then it's nicha, because it's more likely. And the Rashi would also say it's more likely, because everyone agrees the story that when it's more likely, we're tola. And it's more likely that a besula will bleed because she has an open wound. It's basically kliya b'maka. Great. Okay, continuing. O sheshilato liyosheves al dam tohar. This is a big machlokas tanaim. That's the next line. Oh, she shalav lo shev shal dam toar tolu bahen va'afilu bizman hazeh. She lent it to a, what's the other woman? The other woman is a Yosheves al dam toar. The other woman is a Yosheves al dam toar. What does it mean, Yosheves al dam toar? If there's a din in the Chumash, we don't keep this din in the Chumash nowadays. We have a minhag to be more machmer. The din in the chumash has something called dam tohar. Again, most people misunderstand this pasuk in the chumash. Not most rabbis, most balabatim misunderstand this pasuk in the chumash. But the Torah says that if a woman has a baby boy between days 8 and 40 afterwards, even if she bleeds, the blood is tohar. And if she has a baby girl between days 15 and 80 afterwards, even if she bleeds, the blood is tohar. That's called Yosheves al dam tohar. That's Teshev Altmei Tahara. Right? That's what it says. Midoraisa, she has a baby boy, she's Nida for 7 days, and the next 33 days has a get out of jail free card, get out of Nida free card. And if she has a baby girl, she's Nida for 14 days, and then for the next 66 days has a get out of Nida free card. What we do nowadays, we'll get to. So here it's Pashat. Yosheves al dam tohar, like Rachel and Leah. Rachel's a regular woman, Leah's in Dam Tohar. So Rachel's told on Leah and said the blood came from Leah. Leah doesn't need to be told on Rachel because her blood is Tohar anyway. She doesn't mind having blood. Blood doesn't affect her, right? She's like an Ucher. The blood doesn't make her any worse off. And therefore, there's no Tarti disaster. So this is very Nicha. Not in terms of Mekolkol, but in terms of there's no Halachic Nafkamina, right? That the regular woman, is Tola on the Dam Tohar woman and the Yosheves al Dam Tohar, she's called Yosheves because lost the Torah to shave, doesn't need to be Tola. Doesn't need to be Tola. Okay, the Rambam, I admit, is going to have a little trouble. Like, the Rambam doesn't care who's affected, who's not affected. He only cares if it is more likely. What the Rambam would have to say, I don't think Beis Yosef discussed it, is that anyone who's had a baby knows what the Rambam will have to say. He says, nah, the Torah was, the Torah says Gzeiras HaKasuv, right? But the Torah, this Gzeiras HaKasuv of the Torah corresponds to a real scientific phenomenon, which is after a woman has a baby, there's a lot of blood for the next while afterwards. So the Rambam would horror say, right? The Rambam the horror would say that, could say that a Yosheves al dam tohar is more likely to bleed. Again, because scientifically we do find that's true. After one has a baby, a lot of blood comes out for a long time. Much more so than a regular woman in her regular monthly cycle.
Why did the Rambam assume that that's like go dam tohar? Meaning that to the time frame of dam tohar.
That is a great question.
Does that just exist?
Right, at a certain point, how does this one scientific it makes a difference if you're a boy or a girl, etc. So I'm going to have to leave that a little bit Sarhian. Let's leave that in Sarhian for now. I'm not sure. It's a great question. Did the Rambam think the Gzeiras HaKasuv corresponded to science, like a lot of Rishonim thought, but doesn't really matter. In our science, it should make no difference if you're a boy or a girl. So I'm not sure. I'm just trying to defend the Rambam. Anyway, here we get a very, very big machlokas, which is, what about this man hazeh? This man hazeh, we're machmer dam tohar, not as a din doraisa. Min doraisa, dam tohar is tohar. Not as a din derabanan. In the Gemara, dam tohar is still mutter, as a later minhag. A minhag in the time of the Rishonim. Okay, the Rambam writes that in his days, there was no universal minhag. Some countries were knowing one way, some the other way. Like shortly after the Rambam became a universal minhag, but it's a minhag in Machmer and Dam Tohar. So what about Bizman Hazeh? What about Bizman Hazeh? So here we have a machlokas. The Ramban says you can't be told of Bizman Hazeh. Because Bizman Hazeh, Yoshev Zal Dam Tohar, the same as everyone else, right? Because both women are equal. The two women are equal. Rachel is a regular woman, Leah Yoshev Zal Dam Tohar. Rachel needs to be told on Leah, but Leah needs to be told on Rachel, because neither of them, both of them would be a Nida if it was blood, because nowadays our minhag is to be a Tami Dam Tohar. And therefore, you can't be told Bizman Hazeh. However, the Ravid and the Rashba, and the Rashba say, totally even on it. Why? Because we don't take the minhag into account. We only take the din into account. The minhag was just to be machmir, but the minhag was not to affect other people. The minhag was just to be machmir, meaning when we have a minhag, that doesn't change the basic halachos. It just adds a minhag in how you practice it. But it doesn't change the theoretical halacha. Theoretically, this is a case where Rachel to be told on Leah, and Leah doesn't need to be told on Rachel. We have a minhag. Yes, the minhag doesn't affect any side calculations. If you look at the, for example, the Shachna Dalit, he says, Bafilu b'zman hazeh, etc. Chinei Hashem shal dam tohar, even though zman hazeh, she's like, called a regular woman, Bafilu ha, b'tolo, she's an dini tohora. I'll be din, she's tohora. And the intisla by income kilkel, and you can be told on her, it won't hurt her. Since it's just a minhag the alma, the minhag was only on herself, not on her friend. And that's the idea. The minhag is only for herself, not for Thalia of others. So when the other woman wants to be told on her, we don't take into account the minhag. We take into account the din. She is mad because of the minhag, but the other woman can take into account the din. Okay, but he's basically saying that minhagim don't have to consistently affect all halachos. We keep the minhag, but for other halachic purposes, we ignore it. That's what I'm saying. For tliya purposes, we can ignore a minhag and stick to the din. Okay, that's a chiddush. That's why the Ramban disagrees. And we obviously paskin. That's why he added up Pilu Bizman Hazeh. We paskin like the Ravid against the Ramban for Tliya purposes, we ignore him in hugging.
Would she herself have to be knowing?
Yes. So in this case, Rachel and Leah. Rachel can be told on Leah because Al-Kidin, it doesn't hurt Leah, and Leah's Tliya. Okay, continuing, finishing up this. This is a very subtle case. But let's keep our Rambam and Rashba. Although I think you could have seen it different ways, but we're still in Mem Beis. What about not what we said in Talmud? We said in Talmud, even a woman should be Nakiyah can be told on a Nida and a Nachris, etc. What about a regular woman being Tola on Tehora is Tola on Yosheves Shivanikim? Right? Again, nothing to do with even Yosheves Shivanikim can be Tola on Anita. But our fully Torah woman can be Tola even Yosheves Shivanikim. This is the Machlokas Tanoim between Rebbe and Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. The Rambam Zadas Yochid, who paskins like Rebbe, right? The Rambam paskins like Rebbe, like the Tana Rebbe, Eina Tola. And I think that works well for the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say you can't be Tola on a woman in the middle of Shivnikiyam? Because a woman in the middle of Shivnikiyam, we don't expect to bleed. You could have questioned that, but that's reasonable. Yeah, a woman in the middle of Shivnikiyam, she's done. She's, you know, how many days given a key? I'm not necessarily expected to bleed more than anyone else. Eina Tola, this is Micha, because she's not likely to bleed if she's in the middle of Shivnikiyam. She's already there at Sitara. She finished her period. She's in the middle of Shivnikiyam. In the middle of Shivnikiyam, we don't expect her to bleed. However, all the other Rishonim, Paskin like, right? The Rashba, and the other Rishonim, Paskin like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, the Tana of Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, who says, you are Tola. Why are you Tola? Here you have a subtlety. Rosh Hashanah Gamliel is a big fish. The truth is, you could have started with the Rashba and Silsa like Rebbe. After all, she's in Shivan Akiyam. You mess her up if you're Tola in her. She messes you up, you Tola in you. So it's a stalemate. It's a finish. The chiddush is that, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that if one person you're mekalkel by making them tmeya, and the other person you're mekalkel by keeping them tmeya, then that breaks the stalemate. Even though you're mekalkel both of them. If Rachel and Leah's mission again, if you attribute the stain to Rachel, she'll go into tmeya. Toma. If you attribute the stain to Rachel, she'll not be able to keep her count of getting out of Tola. The answer is you attribute to the one who's already Tameh instead of the Tameh, instead of the one who's now Tahora, even though you're Mekalko both of them. Chiddush is, even though each wants to be Tola on the other, and what would the Rashba say? He'd say both Rebbe and Rashba are my team. Rebbe says they can't be told on each other because they both need a Tliya. Since one is already Tmeya and one is Tahora, better, I mean more than better, I mean conceptually smoother, better to be Tola and keep one Tmeya than to make the other Tmeya. That's the point. The point is you mekalkel both them, but one of them you mekalkel more, one you mekalkel less. You can mekalkel Rachel by making her Tmeya, or mekalkel Leah by keeping her Tmeya. Therefore, it's better to keep someone in their status than change someone's status, and that breaks the stalemate. That's a big kiddush, that you can break a stalemate, even though this is the one case where they both want to toll on each other, since one of them will be more, suffer more than the other, as it were. One of them will just be stuck keeping her status, the other one will get a new tumah. It's you. The one of them says, I have the right to be told on you. You're already Tmeya. You can't be told on me since I'm Tahora. Okay, big finish, but that's how we pass it.
Does the amount of time of keeping her tummy make a difference? Like, let's say, like, both of them would be the testis tumma. Like,
meaning, what if one is on the second day of Shimon Nikiyim and one is on the seventh day of Shimon Nikiyim, for example? Right? How finely would we divide that? So someone discusses that here. I don't remember if it's someone on the page or someone off the page. I guess it is someone off the page because I don't see it here. But anyway, the Achronim do discuss and they think no. Within Shimon Nikiyim, we can't count how many days you have. If you're on day two and you're on day four, the day two person, the day four person can't be told on the day two person. It has to be like a legamri status. If one is Tmeya, one is Tahora, the Tahora can be told on the Tmeya, and the Tmeya can't be told on the Tahora, but it has to be one is Tmeya, one is Tahora.
And what if one of them just hadn't gotten to
it? Ah, so hold that thought. That is the $64,000 question, right? What if one of them is someone who finished Shimon Nikiyim just hadn't gone to mikvah? Do we say, well, if you finished Shimon Nikiyim, you haven't gone to mikvah? Basically, culture yoga lot from Chosar Meister Dummy says you can go to mikvah. It's as if you've already gone to mikvah, you're basically Tahora for for practical purposes or not. So that is a great question. What about, here it is in the Achronim, right? Pistei Tshuva. Sifkatun. Mem Gimel. What about Tavra below Tavla? Can I be told that a woman who is suffering below Tavla? Do I say, well, since she's Tameya, Rachel can be told on Leah because she's Tameya? Where did Leah Tameya? She can go to the mikvah whenever she wants. She's the same as Rachel. Here, they're almost the same, right? So what do we say in this case? So this is a famous machlokas. If you look in Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, Mashma davka b'toch svirasa, aval bishalmu svirasa shivin akiyim, afka lo tavla ein tolin ba, v'ayim mishlo melech, uvitveris moshe, the mishlo melech is pretty explicitly said that, uvul vush sasa b'pshitas da afka sholim yei svirasa tolin ba, kol zman shlo tavla. So the vush says, you can be tolin her, after all she's still tmeya. And the Mishnah Melech and the Teferis Lemoshe say you can't. The Mishnah Melech is also quoted in the Pesach Tshuva. I am Mishnah Melech, that once she finishes her Shiv Nikiyam, you cannot be told on her anymore. And the Sidri Tara quotes the Mishnah Melech and the Teferis Lemoshe, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, also says like the Mishnah Melech. So the Mishnah Melech and the Sidri Tara and the Teferis Lemoshe say ain't Tolava. How often does this come up that the woman is on her way to the mikveh and she shares? I mean, how often does any of this come up? When could this come up? How about Pnuyos? Pnuyos, or Baba Sena Rabin, someone who's not from, right? So, what if there's a Pnuya and she's after 7 days from her period, but she hasn't gone to the mikveh? She's a Pnuya, or she's not from, she's after 7 days from her period. She hasn't gone to the mikveh because she's a Pnuya. Would that be the machlok, the Mishlo Melech, and the Lavosh, Michael's giving me a quizzical look because he says exactly that's what the Pesach Tshuva quotes from Shut Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That's not in the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, not goes here. He quotes from Shut Rabbi Akiva Eiger that a Pnuya, no matter how many days pass from her period, or nowadays you would say someone's not from, not yet from, no matter how many days pass from her period, she's not in this Machlokes Achronim. If she hasn't done a Hefzei Kara and she hasn't done Megitos, then she still hasn't counted her Shem Nekiyah yet. So in Pashit, you could be told on Pnuya. So Pnuya is still within her Shiva Nikiyam, or someone who's not from, still within and at the beginning of her Shiva Nikiyam, because she hasn't even done a Hefsekari yet, right? She's even pre her Shiva Nikiyam. So then after Pnuya, there'll only be someone who Mamish counted and just for some reason didn't go to Mikveh yet, which would be a very, very strange case. And that's what he says. Even for the Mishlo Melech, you can't be told on Safra Lo Tavla, but, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Aval im avras man below safra kigon pnuya tola, but you can be tola if time passed, you just didn't tola yet because then she's not having a started the Shemunikiyah. And then she's actually told him a Kokel. Then it makes no nafkamina for whatsoever to be told on her. She hasn't even started the Shemunikiyah, and then it's Pashi to be told on her.
Why don't
he just held up logically that Kol Sheva Yado Lav Kimuchos from Eiser Dami, since it's the Yad that Atova was as if she told for our purposes, and she's, that's what he thinks logically. Yes?
What about the inverse, meaning a woman who's Safra below Tavla being told on somebody who's named Yasa?
So no, that Pasha, never in Mem Aleph, even when we're in the middle of Shivanakiyam, can be told on being named Dasa.
No,
what you mean is in the middle of Shivanakiyam. Ah, how about a woman who's suffered with a Tavla being told on a woman in Shivanakiyam? You would think this should be the flip side. According to Lavosh, she shouldn't be told, which they're both in Shivanakiyam. According to Mishnah Melech, she couldn't be told. Halacha L'maaseh, I would say most are going to agree with the Mishnah Melech. If she suffered with a Tavla, it's as if she's Tahora, so she can't be told on the woman in the middle of Shivanakiyam. That's what I would think.
And what if we only found out? Meaning she was wearing it beforehand, but she was Tovelis. All right. I mean, we know that she wore it before she was Tovelis, and then she was Tovelis.
That's a great question. I'm not sure. I have to think about it. Okay. Do we go by when she discovered the suffix or when she wore it? Right? That's complicated. I have to think about it. Okay.
The not from prison. The rash was sore by Nochris just because they're not careful anyway. So
Okay, so the truth is that you can have another story, but let me go back to that in a second. Okay. Mem Gimel. This is the Bai in the Gemara, but there's a maskana. Hishilato Balas HaKesem. What if there's a regular woman and a woman who's tamei because she found the kesem? Whether she was already tamei because of the kesem before she borrowed it, whether this is hinting at Yehuda's issue, she borrowed it afterwards. They both have to worry. You can't be tola. If woman's tahor and the other woman's tamei mishum kesem, she can't be told the woman's tamei mishum kesem. And obviously, if she lent it to another tar person and then she wore it, they both have to be choshesh. Okay, so the end of this should be obvious. So there are two tahor women. It's a stalemate. They can't be told each other. Talk to yourself, right? But the chiddush is here. Let me make myself a little space. I should have saved my mem gimel. What's in mem gimel? And if Isha, who is Tmeya Mishum Kesem, you can't be Tola on a woman who is Tmeya Mishum Kesem. Why? The notes of Kalim explain. Someplace here in the notes of Kalim, Taz Lamadalid, because she doesn't know the blood is from her. After all, maybe the stain is from someplace else. And the Shach should say the same thing in. This is in the Rishonim, right? She doesn't know it's from her. This dafka works better for the Rambam or the Rashba, that you're not tola if the one woman's tahora and the other woman is tamei mishum kesem. You're not tola. What? This works very well for the Rambam. This is nicha de'ein tolim. Why? Because since we don't know if she bled at all, it's not likely that the blood is hers. Meaning it's Nicha, we're not told in the Balas Kesed. Rachel's a regular Torah woman. Leah is in the middle or before Shemini came for a Kesed. So Rachel can't be told in Leah, because who says Leah is more likely than her blood? We don't know if she ever bled in the first place. It was just like there are bana in the first place to be with Tommy here because of her kesef. We have no idea if Leah bled, just because she found a stain on the hem of her skirt. And therefore, you can't say it's more likely than Leah's blood. For the Rashba, this is very strange. It also has to say Intolin. Intolin, because, right, we don't even know if she bled. What difference does that make? Why not just say we're tol on her because she's mekolkel already?
This is,
first, I don't know why. Maybe you can help me out. The Achron are not bothered by having explained this from the Rashba. So what? I understand. We don't actually know if this blood is Leah's at all. Just because she's spanned for some tests, we have no idea if it's her blood. Maybe it was just she got dirty in the street. And she didn't notice that she walked near something dirty in the street, so she didn't have to. Right? We have no idea if this blood is from her body, so you can't be told on her. But why not? After all, he's already Mekulkal, and Rachel's not Mekulkal. According to the Rashba's logic, why not just say Rachel's told on Leah because Leah's already Tmeah? And Leah doesn't need to be told on Rachel because she's Tmeah anyway. So this is very, very mysterious for the Rashba. And it's surprising to me that the Achron and Shulchan Aruch don't ask this question, that they don't ask, given everything we've been saying until now in the Derech of the Rashba, and given the Shach and Pazal, the Derech of the Rashba, and say you can tell that anyone is Mekolko, because it's not going to hurt them. And, you know, Sub Girvan Lakula, as long as it's not Tartu the Sasri, here it's not Tartu the Sasri. Rachel's told on Leah, who's to me anyway. Leah's not told on Rachel. It's a big fish. It's a big fish. I'm surprised those who came to ask it. It's such a big fish that I might even go so far as to say that maybe we really don't hold like the Rashba all along. And maybe it's really all a matter of likelihood. We're told on someone during, and even if we're told on Shimon Akiyam, maybe I would be nifchak to say during Shimon Akiyam, she might still be bleeding. There's Ramban al Toru says you need 7 days to prove you're not bleeding because you suspect you'll bleed. And even though we're told on every Nachris who saw once, maybe that's just because the Goyim aren't so machbid, and therefore they don't clean their blood so much, so they could always have blood lying around. I would be tempted, not for the Shach and the Paz, I would be tempted to say, since you're not told on a Balas Kesen, that proves we really hold like the Rambam side of the Chakira, and we'll just squeeze in, the Rashba himself points out, Nachrises are always dirty, not because of whether it affects them halachically. And during Shimon Akiyam, even if we don't like Rosh Shimon and Leal, it's because we always think you're still bleeding. Given that that's not the Derech of Shach and Taz, you have to say something very strange, that even though we hold like the Rashba's laws, that you're told that name was not Mekolko, when it comes to Kesen, they made a special rule that Thomas Ksamen, you don't take into account. You don't take Tumas Ksamen into account. You can't be making on Ksamen because of Ksamen. Why? Since Ksamen is just a chumrah, you don't go through your guf. We have to like pretend that you're not really Tmeah, and we don't let you be making based on it, which is a very strange thing to say. So basically, it's sort of, I've learned almost needed many times. I haven't really figured out a good svara here. Either go back and change our svara the whole time, which would be against the Shach and the Taz, or say they made a special rule here that you can't be tola a kesem on a kesem. That's also very strange.
You don't want the trios we can talk about and talking to fix it?
No, that means on like things that have stains, not on the fact that someone's made it because of a kesem. Mm-hmm. Like you can't take Thomas Ksem, can't take the Thomas Ksem into account when deciding Thomas Ksem. But it it doesn't really speak to me. Yehuda, you have a solution?
I was just wondering if maybe they're not talking about a woman who's Tmeah. Maybe it's just a woman who's Tmeah.
No, they're clearly talking about a woman who's Tmeah.
What exactly is the case? Yep. What exactly is the case of this case?
Now, what we see is this case in Sifra and Gimel. Is this very simple. I'll make you the Metzias in Sifra and Gimel. He said two cases. One case is that on Monday, here's Rachel. And here's Leah. On Monday, Leah nitmeis the kesem. And then on Tuesday, there's a kesem, and we're not sure whose it is. So Rachel can't be told on Leah. They're both tmeos. Why can't Rachel be told on Leah? Well, because we never know if Leah actually bled. Maybe the kesem was from someplace else, which works much better for the Rambam than the Rashba. Or what does he say the other case is? The other case is, if on Monday, right, he says, Bain Sharasa Kesem, Tuesday,
is just the opposite. On Monday, you have a kesem. You're not sure who to blame it on. And on Tuesday, Leah's didn't face the kesem. Then it's even more obvious that Rachel can't be told on Leah, because that's fine that hasn't even happened yet. Basically, this is the main nafkamina. Leah was already nitmis b'kesem yesterday, and then today we were suffik Rachel, suffik Leah, and they're both tmeyos. Rachel can't be told on Leah. Why not? Because Leah's not really tmeya, it's only mishum kesem, and maybe it's not really her blood. But again, for the Rambam here, it makes a lot of sense. The Rosh Hashanah is a very, very big chiddush, and it's really it's mefurish gemara. Like, there's no two ways about it. It's just a tzarich iyun, if how do we explain that gemara, according to the derech that the achronim chose. And again, if I was willing to ignore the Shachan Taz, I would even go back and say there was only one side of the Chakir the whole time, and it was only the Rambam, and they're just the nidchak to stick everything into the Rambam. But that's not what the Shachan Taz say, so it's just very strange. Because if we said earlier that the need of anachas aim by him kilkel, then for tola by him, then Val's Kesem also has no kilkel. Leah has no kilkel. She's in her 5 days anyway before Shiva Nakim. So why not be told on her? So this is a part of the Shulchan Aruch that I have not yet succeeded in properly understanding. I don't have a good Havana, unless you're going to erase the Shachan Taz and go back to the Rambam and say it's all because of the Rambam. And the Dochak, during Shiva Nakim, women bleed a lot. And the Dochak, Goyim are always dirty. And the Dochak, etc. You know, but I'm going to leave this, but sorry. Okay, Yehuda, they'll work on it until the next year. And go on to Mem Dalet. Okay, Mem Dalet. Love Shachalak Bimeni Dasav Lobadakto, Vashta Bimei Tarasa, Shmuel, when you get a chance, please. Beninzo, Kesem, Tola, Bimeni Dosavu. The Chiddush of Dalet is a weird case, but conceptually it's not a Chiddush at all. Meaning we know it's a horror woman to be told on a nidah. It doesn't matter if they're the same woman or different women. Just like a woman, Rachel can be told on Leah, Rachel can be told on Rachel last week. Meaning if Rachel wore something when she was a nidah and then went to mikvah, and now she's tohor, she wears it again. No one checked it in between. And she finds a stain. Then again, it could either be the nidah stain or the tohor stain. So she can be told on herself when she was a nidah. Same as if a different woman wore it last week when she was Anita. So if she wore it last week when she was Anita, she could be told on herself. Mem Hei. Love Shachol HaKodim Shaisim Uberes V'Acher. Okay, Mem Hei is telling us a new brand of Tlios. This new brand of Tlios has nothing to do with the old brand of Tlios. The old brand of Tlios was a regular woman being Tola and another woman who was already Mekolkel. Whatever that means, Rambam Rashba. Here we're talking about a Mesulekes Domin to be Tola on a regular woman. Why? Because the Mesulekes Domin is unlikely to bleed. And a regular woman is regular, is normal. So if you're unlikely to bleed, you can be Tola on a normal woman. We only mentioned three Mesulekes Domin here, Mu'uberes, Menika, and Zakena. Why don't we mention the fourth? Katana? Why don't we mention Katana here? Why don't they discuss a Katana being Tola? Because remember, all the way in the beginning, the first thing in our siman, there's no zero sum in my katana in the first place. So she doesn't even have a shayla. Mm-hmm. Right? A katana is exempt from the whole zero sum. So she doesn't have a shayla. It's only the other three Mesulekes Domin with the zero sum applies to. And the zero sum, you know, katana, even if she has no one to be told on, is not a tmei if she finds a kesem. Right? That was what was that, Sif Beis? I know it was a long time ago. It was a long siman. Right? Sif Beis, lo gadol b'tinokes. Right? So, a katana, but they were going to summon for Mu Beres and a Menika and a Zakena. But if you have a choice, Rachel is Mesulekes Domin and Leah is normal, then the Rachel will be Tola on Leah. And just like Rachel can be Tola on Leah, Rachel can be Tola on Rachel. Right? Mem, hey, Lav Shechola Kodon Shai to Mu Beres, Acher Shinis Abra Lavashto Blobadika. She wore this dress before she was pregnant and then after she was pregnant, and Matzal of Kesem. Basically, if she were when she wasn't Muveres Beinekas Zakena, and then when she was Muveres Beinekas Zakena, she could be Tola on when she was a normal woman because now she's Mesulekes Domin. Obviously, you have to assume she went to Mikveh in between. Like, if she were when she wasn't a Nida.
she wore it before she was pregnant and didn't go to mikveh in between, and now wore it when she was pregnant, then either way, she's tmeah, because it was her kesem. What it means is she wore it when she was a regular woman, and then had a period, and then started afresh, etc., and now wore it again when she's moveris menekes or zakena. She could be tola on her old self, the same as she could be tola on another woman. Memvav. Cholik shel vashta mimenidasa v'niskabes v'chazer olvashta v'zman shehi tahora below bedika. Here, there's one monkey wrench thrown in. She wore it when she wasn't Anita, and she wore it when she was Anita. So you'd think she's not Anita, she could be tola when she was Anita. But she washed it in between. So what difference does that make? Basically, can stain survive washing that? Right? So this is a three-way machlokes tanoim in the Gemara. Right? How can you tell if a stain is from before washing or after washing? If it's just two women wore it or one woman wore it twice, there's obviously no way to tell. It's just 50-50 and you have to use the rules. And the rules are 50-50 is the Chumra. Unless there's some difference between the two women and one can be told on the other, unless a regular one can be told on Mokoko, or Mislekes Domen can be told on a regular woman. But what if she washed in between? Is there a way to tell? Is there a test for whether it's from last time or this time? So here we have a three-way Mokokos Rishonim. Again, this is not the most lamaisa part of the seven. I admit, especially since our washing machines are very, very powerful. And generally, it's very easy for us to tell, even without everything it says in the Sefer Shulchan Aruch, whether a stain is from before you washed it or after you washed it. Because after you wash our clothing, the stains get very, very faint. Some people still want to be makel, that we don't really have good washing clothing like in the old days. But that's not true. We have very good ways of washing our clothing compared to the old days. And that's why we're not makel. Anyway, what Rav Meir says? Rav Meir says, there's no way to tell. There's no way to tell if it's before or after. What does Rav Acha say? She had to wash it again. How did that tell? If she washed it again and it changes, that proves it's a fresh one. If she washed it again, it stays the same. That proves it's from before she washed it. Basically, by washing it again and seeing what happens, you can tell if it's old or new. If it's an old one, it'll stay the same because washing twice will make it look the same as washing once. If it's a new one, it will fade because washing once makes it fade a lot compared to never having been washed. We don't pass like any of those. We pass like Rebbe. Rebbe says that's Magdir versus Maglid. Okay, what does Maglid mean? What's a Gelid?
Yeah.
A Gelid is like an upper layer, an outer layer, right? And Magdir, Koder, is to go inside. Basically, it says very simple. You just look at the stain. You could just look at it for 1 second and tell if it's old or new. If it's Machter, if it's on the surface of the cloth, then it's new. If it's inside the cloth, there's nothing on the surface, just deep in the fabric, then it's old. When you wash it, you get out what's on the surface, and what's left is only inside the fabric. And we pass in all the Rishonim, to Machlok Shonen had a Paskin, the Rambam pass like your mayor, the Rashba. Theoretically, at least possibly like Rebbeir, even though he bows to authority on the Rambam, the Rashba will put an asterisk because he bowed to authority, as he often did in the Taurus Abayas. However, the Ravid and the Ramban paskin like Rebbe. And in the Shulchan Aruch, we will see that we hold like Rebbe. Well, like Rebbe, there's a test. However, there's another test. That's a physical chemical test. There's also a psychological test. What's the psychological test? Who did the laundry? If a guy did the laundry, then we don't expect them to take into account the halachos of nida. If a Jew did the laundry, when a Jew does laundry, she always checks for ksamim. And if she found the kesem, she would have made sure to wash it out. And if she found the kesem she couldn't wash it out, she would have told us. So if a Jew did the laundry, then we're sure that this is a new kesem, because the Jew would have checked for ksamim. So this is the sort of physical test. Either there's no physical test, or you have to do another one, or you do a physical test, or you just look at it. We pass you to look at it, you find a physical test. There's also the psychological test, which is if it was a koveses Yisraelit, a Jew did the laundry, then we assume, we can check with them, but if a Jew did the laundry, we assume that there's no old stains, because they would have checked for old stains and they did the laundry. Then
the nachris is like a laundromat?
What?
Like, the nachris is like a laundromat, something you're paying to clean your clothing?
Yeah.
Or assuming that they're not going to take the kind of stain on your clothing if you're paying them to clean your clothing?
Correct. Okay. You want to complain?
No, we assume the kesem is new
because Chazaka, she checked for old ksamim when she did the laundry. So now let's see this in the Shulchan Aruch. Cholot shalavashu min dasa v'niskabes v'chlodro lavashu v'nan she tahora below bedika. She wore it as a nida, and now she wore it when she's tahora after going to the mikvah. So if it's an old kesem, it's no problem. If it's a new kesem, then it is a problem. And if it's 50-50, then we're making because she's told it. Right? In this kavasal the yisraelis v'enu v'fanenu lishol chazaka v'dakta v'shas kibos v'enu tolava. If a Jewish laundry woman washed it and she's not here, we can't ask her. If we can ask her, we believe her, right? We can't ask her. Then Chazaka, she checked it at the time, and you can't be told that because Chazaka, it's a new stain. What if she's here and she says she didn't check? Then Then it's 50-50. She says she didn't check. And then we can assume it was beforehand because 50-50 we're told. Then his colleagues say shifka unachris afilo enu lefanenu, even if she's not here, tola lo mishmitchila hayu. We can assume she didn't check and it was from beforehand. So what do we say in terms of this psychological factor? In terms of this psychological factor, what do we say? Let's see. What is the case? The case is, let's take a flow chart. Yisraelis ve'ena b'faneinu, or right koveses, or a koveset nachrit or shivcha. We assume that a shivcha we don't trust. Oh, Yisraelit ve'amra shelo badka. So what's the result? Let's see. Then we assume it's a new stain, and therefore, she's asura, right? It's a new stain from now when she gets the hora. If it's a nachris, then we assume it's 50-50. 50-50 whether it's new or old. So 50-50 whether it's new or old, you think we can be makel, because 50-50 between nida and regular woman, we're told it. But let's read on. The Amshar Lamadal Habibur, but what if you can tell with the physical test? The Amshar Lamadal Habibur, Kunshmakaris Mariso Makhir, you can tell by looking at this Makhir and Shinichlusol Bang, it's inside the fabric. The Adusha Kodum Kibusayah, then you know it was old. The Maglit, if it's on the surface of the fabric, then you should eat a Nichlusol Bang, the Adusha Akhir, then you know it's new. The Amakinikah Hosheshes Lehachmir. And if she doesn't know, then we're Hosheshes Lehachmir. Okay, so let's say 50-50 new old, and what did the Shulchan Aruch say? Sorry, I meant 50-50 new old, and therefore she's muteris because she's told of anida. That's what Shulchan Aruch says before it brought in the physical thing. Now, what did it say? It said, hold on a second. It depends on the case. If the case is makdir, then you know that it's old and she's muteris. If the case is maglid,
then you know that it's new and she's a Asura. If the case is you can't tell, it's hard for you to tell if it's Makvud or Magdir. Then what do we say? We say, well, what do you call, what principle should we apply if you can't tell if it's Makdir or Magdir? We call it Suffolk Cheshvin Idea, some of the Akronim call it, a Suffolk where you don't know something you should know, or they call it Das Shotim, right? This is the opinion of fools. The opinion of fools is not a Suffolk, right? Again, right? It's not called a Suffolk if you're ignorant. Your ignorance is not called a Suffolk. Right, so if I can't tell, then it's my fault. The rule of Suffolk Cheshvin Idea is even if, the rule of Suffolk Cheshvin Idea is even if it's Suffolk Rabbanan, you have to be Machmir, because it's your fault for not knowing. Again, ignorance is not the same as Suffolk. If you don't know, that doesn't make it a Suffolk. A Suffolk means you can't know. If you don't know, then you're a Poshteya, and you have to be Machmir. And therefore we say, that she's Asura Misafik because it is an illegitimate Suffik. Suffik Cheshvin Idea. Now the Achronim just have a little trouble reading the Shulchan Aruch. Hold on. Shulchan Aruch just said, what?
It's just a thousand of it.
The, 1 second. Says the Shach, Samach Dalid, Ainz of Yerbon is something we mir hakara, ain't no suffix, then Ainz of Bucky, but in the Shach and Macher and Samach Dalid. Samach Dalid?
Where I thought it was a similar type of case,
but not. Samach Dalid before. Right. If you thought Samach Dalid was similar, obviously Samach Dalid is not similar.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the Achronim just have a technical kasha. How come the Rechaber first said, oh, it's 50-50 Muteris? I mean, Banapshah. What do you mean it's 50-50 Muteris? If it's Makdir, we know the answer. If it's Magdir, we know the answer. And if you can't tell, we know the answer. So what's the case of 50-50 when it's Muteris? After all, either Makdir or Maglid, or you don't know, and either one of those is covered. So what did the Mechaber mean? Remember this line of, afilu enu lefaneinu tola lo mishmitchila, your tola that was the old one. But in what case? Not in the case of Makdir. Makdir, you're not tola, you know it's the old one. Maglid, you're not tola, it's the new one. And if you can't tell you're not tola, it's a suffix question you deal. So, okay, the shez the shach. Shach sort of says, you have to sort of add in here if you lost the thing. If you lost the thing, that's the case where it's not Makdir, it's not Magdir, and it's not Cheshvin Idea. Yeah, Cheshvin Idea means it's there and you can't tell. If the information is lost, that's an authentic suffix. Right? So if you lost the thing, that's a case where, you would just say it's 50-50. I can't tell anything from psychology because it was a guy who washed it or a Jew who admitted she didn't check her stains. I can't tell anything physically because it's not here. Then it's mamish 50-50, 50-50, we're told on Anita, that's the din of Taliyah. Okay, the one thing which is not covered here, which I'm not going to go into because I do want to cover some ground, but what if it was a covessive, what if we had a stira between the psychology and the physical, the psychological test and the physical test? What would be the stira? A Jewish woman washed it, and she's not here, so we assume she checked it, and it's a new stain. But it's Makdir, so physically it looks like an old stain. What if it's Makdir? Then there's a stira. What's the stira? The psychology tells us that it's an old stain. Why? Because a Jewish laundry room would have gotten out the dark, that's a new stain, would have gotten out the old stains. Tells us a new stain. I'm sure it's Makdir, but the physical test tell me it's an old stain because it's Makdir. So what do I do if I could steer up? Okay, here, Mitzvara, it's going to be very hard to tell what you should do. Go figure how to measure these things. If I can look this stuff on Earth, what do you think?
Why would you not say that
You follow the psychology or the physicality?
The physicality and the diagnosis and the laws.
Okay, what do you think of the Mechaber? What's the Mechaber's flowchart? Remember the Mechaber's flowchart? What did he say? If a Jewish woman washed it, etc., we assume it's wrong. If a Goyish woman washed it, well, the truth is, I don't know. He says, if Shalom and Al Beaver, he's in there, if you can tell. Maybe that's going to the Jewish woman too. Who knows? Lemaisa, there's a big machlokas, Rashba and Ra'ah.
Right? Says the Rashba, she's Tmeya. We go by the psychology. Says the Ra'ah, she's Tahora. We go by the physicality. Mike will say, no, we like physics better than psychology. Hard sciences beat soft sciences, in Michael's opinion. Right? I never heard him say that, but I know him well enough that it's obvious he holds that. So the answer is, obviously, the Rosh would say no, but this particular hard science, Chazal weren't so confident about. Because Machter and Maglid is not such a great test, because sometimes new ones are Machter, sometimes old ones are Maglid, and therefore, even though usually hard science beats soft science, according to Michael, but this hard science is a little weak, this soft science is a little strong, and that's the opinion of the Rashba. Lemaisa, it's a machlok, is what the Shah held. I'm not going to get into it. The Shach and Samkut and Samach Aleph says explicitly like the Rashba, but some people think that the Dibur Maskel is in the wrong place, and it's not really talking about that. So the Crazy Uplacy and the Torah Shlomim, maybe they had a different Dibur Maskel in the Shach. Okay, in any case, our Shach is very clear. Lemaisa, the Torah Shlomim, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, Paskin like the Rashba. Rabbi Akiva Eger, and our Shach is explicit like the Rashba, because our Shach has a Dibur Maskel going on the Jewish woman. And it says, oh, one second, did I get this backwards? Oh, I apologize. Our Shach says the... our Shach says the opposite. Our gears of the Shach is like the Ra'ah, because it's going on the Ishmaelis says, oh, if you haven't, check if it's Machter or Maglid. So it sounds like Machter or Maglid would be the our gears in the Shach says, in the case of the Ishmaelis, if you have the Cholot, check if it's Machter or Maglid. Okay, so Machter would beat Chazal Yisraelis. However, even though it's argued to the Shach, many Achronim had the Dibaraskal the Shach someplace else, and they therefore that changed the Shach. Lemaisa we pass like the Rashba again, not that it's ever likely to come up. Another big discussion before we move on just is, I mean, again, in our laundry, it's almost always obvious whether it's old or new, and you don't really need the Sefer Shulchan Aruch because it's obvious. Okay, if you really couldn't tell, then... I don't know, maybe you'd have to be machmer to suffer custom idea, because someone else probably could tell. Lemaisa, there's a whole discussion with Kiva Eger. Bisman hazeh, do we know how to tell machter or machter or maglid, or are we not bekiyim? Right? You know how like Ashkenazim are not bekiyim in a lot of things about hazeh? Anyone who learned Isra Heter remembers for sure we're not bekiyim in anything. Hachashkita for sure, even though we don't learn Hachashkita anymore, we're not bekiyim in how to taste things, etc. Perhaps. And if you remember, so we're not b'kiyim what samach. Lemaisa, Rabbi Kiva Eger here quotes from the Teferis Lemosha that nowadays we're not b'kiyim in Makter and Maglid. However, most Achronim disagree with him and say nowadays you are b'kiyim. Okay, a lot of geshmak. Shilas that come up, we're not b'kiyim, but we're not going to get into all the halachas of not b'kiyim now because I want to move on. So let's go to Mem. Zayin. Love shachalik. This should be pashut. Ha baderklo upeshata v'kibasto v'shilato v'chaberta v'nimtzal of kesem. Right. What if she wore it, then she laundered it, and then gave it to her friend and found the kesem? So this is the same old question of laundry, right? Same as membav. In magli v'yadush v'shniyehi. If it's magli, you know it's the new one. It's the second lady's v'hitmei v'rishona tohora v'imu magli v'yadush v'rishonahi v'hitmei v'ashniyeh tohora. Okay. Use the same magli or magli test for two women, test for one woman. And he doesn't go into all the details, but he uses all the other details also. Memches, shteng nashim, shelav shu chalak echad baduk.
Two women who were chacholik benitzavu kesem. Memches is also pashas, just common sense. There's no interesting kedusha of memches. Emu meachorgel lamatul shteim shteim tameos. Right, below the belt for both them, they're both tameos. Pimu lamal meachorgel shteim shteim toros. It's above the belt for both them, they're both toros. Vaisa achz aruka vasek tzara, short woman and tall woman. Emu meachorgel lamatul aruka kol shein shuluk tzara shteim tameos. It's below the belt for the If it's below the belt for the tall woman, it's certainly below the belt for the short woman, and they're both males, right? Because if I'm tall and it goes to below my belt, if you're short, for sure it goes to below your belt. This whole thing's this one case. If it's below the belt for the short lady, but above the belt for the tall lady, it's obvious what the halacha is. Tzara tamea ruka, the short lady is tamea, and the tall lady is tahora. Bamed barum shlo pashto sobalei lechas bos roshan, or kisa bos roshan, shteim tameos. Okay, this is all just application. But if they put it around their head at night, and remember, and it came loose, and it wasn't tight, then they're both trans, because it could have gone anywhere in their body. And if one of them put it on their head and one of them didn't, and it was above their belt, then only one to put it on their head is trans, all pasha things. Mem test is also pasha, but we get a very important machlokas shach and tavs, isn't it? All of a sudden we have three women instead of two, but there's no halachic difference. The akar tinsel of kesem, right? Kulam tameos, they're all tameos. Why? Because just like when there's two, you have to be machron all. When there's three or four or five, you have to be machron all, because you don't know. It's not tar to the sasri, it's plus a sasri. But each one wants to be told on the others, and they can't all be tahoros, so they're all tameos. Obviously, only if the bench is Mekabel Toma. If the bench is a stone bench, not Mekabel Toma, there's no problem. But Medvar, that's only if they're all equal. Aval, we know the rules of unequal women. One is more likely to bleed than her friends. She's a Kano, one of them is normal, or two of them are normal. The other one or two is a Kano, or one of them is a Katana who never bled. Even though she's married, the one who's not really Ruiya is Tola, and the one who is Ruiya is Tola, and the one who is Ruiya. Here, actually, we do have a chiddush. What's the chiddush? That we said in Sif Beis that a ktana, a tinokes, a ktana is no zero of ksamen. What about, here there is a chiddush, lo rosa dam yameha. What if she's a gedola? She's bas mitzvah, but never got her period yet. Then, if she's bat mitzvah and never got her period, lo rasa dam yameha, then she's considered also a tzulekes damim, and she can be tola in the others. Right? So there's someone, a katana doesn't even have a shayla to be tola. She's exempt from some legamri. But someone who is lo rasa dam yameha, never got her period yet, but is past 12, then she is shaykh to some, she can tell them the others because she's less likely because she never got her period yet.
It's only mentioned here, not earlier.
I don't think there's any good logical reason. I can't think of any good logical reason why we mentioned here and not earlier. That's a great, I'm going to assume because the Shulchan Aruch is not the Rambam and not everything is written in, conceptual, in conceptual fashion. I think that's what I'm going to have to assume. Okay, now here you get a machlokas shachan tasta, which might be familiar to us. It's the same machlokas we have really all over all the different parts of Yoredeya. What do the tas here say? Yeah. And this machlokas shachan tasta is not only on this sif, it's on all the sifim until now. What if you have two normal women, but they come to ask separately? Can they be told on each other? Do you make the akinta everything until now as they came to ask together? But they come there separately, they can tell each other or not, says the Taz. In Sifkat and what? Lamed Vav, the Torah of Isa Arch Masik Zafilim Ain Barn Lashul Vas Achas, Elabazarzeh, Tam Nirlik, Moshekasim, Zes Sifkat Hey, says the Kurzakasa, Farkasati with Somach, Delo Kai Malon Hachi. This is the same Machlokas Rishonin that we have all over Yoredeya. Basically, what if we have two women, right? Two or three equal women. But ba'ol lishael zo achar zo says the Taz Tameos says the Shah Tahoros, the same as in Sephkafe, same exact machlokas, says the Shah Tahoros like Shanish Vilan. Right? If they come separately, they can each be told on each other. It's not a Tarchi Vasasri if they come separately. And says the Taz, this is not like Shnei Shvilin.
This is worse than Shnei Shvilin because both women are virtually present, right? After all, what's she saying? She's saying, in the case she would say, I worked over a path. Does it make a difference if there's another person? No. Over here, I want to be told on the other woman, so you can't say we're not taking account the other. You can't say we're ignoring the other woman. After all, you want to be told on the other woman. How can you ignore the other woman? Okay, without getting into a list of all the achronim,
it's not only because they just are both practical, it's more just, isn't this why they said earlier, because you can't be told on one more than the other?
But from Shnei Shvilin also, you can't be told on one more than the other, and that we're make if they come separately.
I mean, there's no way it's saying because over here is like a mukhsaf, meaning we assume that they're tahar and therefore not.
So over here, they're also tahar until now.
No, because we assume they're coming unless we could kill them. Something. No,
okay, exactly. Okay. Sorry. I was a little ahead of myself. Okay. You're right. Let's say this a little better. You're right. I'm sorry. I was one step ahead of myself. Worse than Shnei Shvilin because. Thank you. Thank you for that correction. I should put this on the board in another 2 minutes. But not yet. Worse than Shnei Shvilin because they're. They are tahorim until you find tumah. And here they have a kesem until you find a kliya. So over there you can say, look, you're tahor and you're tahor. Over here, what are we saying? You're both tumah. You have to find a kliya. Okay, we can't make a kliya with tarjit and sasri. Now, how do they put in Paskin? The Torah Sashlomim here says, like the Shach. If you look in Torah Sashlomim, Sifkat and Nun Aleph, Adapka, Bonishom, Vas Achas, Lobazor, Hazo, Shloshtan, Tahoros, Udilo, Gataz. The Torah Sashlomim says, like the Shach. But all the other postkins say, like the Taz here. All the other postkins say, like the Taz. Kusav like the Taz, in the back, the Chavos Das, and the Sidri Tara, the Kresi Uplesi, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Lechem Simla, all the other Rechonim say like the Taz. And here we have a split of Psach. What is, how do Rove Poskim? In Sif Kapay, they say like the Shach. But in, what Sif are we in? None?
Memtes.
What? Memtes? Yeah. Sif Memtes, most Poskim say like the Taz. Lemaisa Rove Poskim split. We Paskind like the Shach over there. Okay, because there's a short Shlomo Sif. Most folks can read the Shach and Sifkot Hey. Most folks can read the Taz in Se'ef Memtes. Why is that? Why do most posts can split their Psak? So here, here's the Svar is pretty poshut. One of the, there was a case where they both want to be told on a bird, but the bird was only enough for one woman. Here's where they want to be told on each other. So really, this Svar is very poshut to split. Not for the reason of the Taz. What's the Svara? The Svara is because over here, what's the Svara? Each one is Tola Bidam Sibor and ignores the other woman. Meaning, over there, we don't accept the Taz. Basically, we don't accept the Taz. We say, even when they're already Tzvenos and Tolei Rekliya, each one here Rekliya and Dam Tzipor. Rachel's Tol of Dam Tzipor, and Leah's Tol of Dam Tzipor. Oh, it's a Stira. We don't have to Stira, because Rachel's Tol of Dam Tzipor, why does he have to mention Leah? Rachel comes into Bezin and says, I have a Kliya and Dam Tzipor. Is it relevant that other people also know the Tzipor? No. Leah comes into Bez and says, I have a Kliya and Dam Tzipor. Is it relevant that other people know the Tzipor? No. Do we put Rachel and Leah together? No, because they came separately. But over here, we pass like the Taz. The Lav means.
So you can't ignore the other woman. What Ruth is going to come and say? Forget there's another woman here. Just judge me. I have a tliya. What's your tliya? Leah. What do you mean? Just paskin me. Ignore the other woman. The other woman's your tliya. Leah, come in. Just paskin me. Don't paskin anyone else. I have a tliya. What's your tliya? Rachel. How can we not paskin Rachel? You just brought her into court. Under your words. Meaning, by the tzipor, neither one of them has to bring the other woman into their halachic shayla. I have a tzipor. You have a tzipor. In fact, we both have the same tzipor. It doesn't have to be relevant. However, over here, that's the Taz readings, they're already fails. It's just logical. If Rav wants to be told on Leah, how can you not take into account the psak of Leah? And if Leah wants to be told on Rachel, how can you not take in Rachel? Right? That's it. Thank you. Feigl. The Achronim flip the psak. They don't accept the Taz's reason. They mock like the Taz here for a different reason. Because they're mocking like the Taz here for a different reason. Because you can't say, I'm going to pass in Leah that Rachel and Rachel that Leah if the whole tliya of Rachel is Leah and the whole tliya of Leah is Rachel. Right? That's what I mean. They're both in Bezdin regardless, virtually, because each one is being told on the other.
In this Svara, it would apply if it's not really that even if only one of them comes in.
Exactly. Even if only one of them comes to bed, as long as the other one is Jewish, right? And is not a Nida and is not a.
You know, she's not going to come to bed.
Even if she's not going to go to bed, even if for some reason we know she's not going to come to Bezdin, I'm not saying she's not from. If she's not from, she would be a Nida.
Let's say she died.
That would go back to your earlier question. We care about now over here. Let's say, yeah, I think even let's say she died, I think you would say it doesn't matter. At the time, it was still a stalemate. So that's what I think. Or let's say, I don't know, she went off the dirt. She all of a sudden became not from. She's not from to Bezdin, it doesn't matter. Correct.
You know, or whatever, she just doesn't know about the stain.
We can't ignore the women, therefore we are forced to
see both women.
And therefore forced to see a part of the sasrin. Mashing hereby, you could view the other case as not charged.
Yeah, you have heard. If I know more information, I'll know it's part of the sasrin, but that more information is not part of your shayla. You had a bird. Over here, you can't say the more information is not part of your shayla. That's the point. You can ask about the bird, While not acknowledging, not bringing in the Tartu de Sasri. You can't ask about Rachel and Leah without acknowledging the Tartu de Sasri. It's a very good svar. And that's why Rov Achronim Pasul like the Shach there and like the Taz here. Almost all Achronim Pasul like the Taz here. Okay, so if none, Sholosh Nashim, again, this is all very technical. It's not going to happen nowadays, and it's all just practicalities. There's no halakhic principles in none. They're squished together. Three women are in one bed. I guess in a regular bed, they'd be pretty squished if it's a small bed. Right? If it's a, what do you call, twin-size bed, they'd be pretty squished. They're stuck together. Right? They're stuck together. Their legs are stuck to it, not stuck with crazy glue, but their legs are tightly packed into each other. So you can find blood under one of them, all tomatoes, because it's considered under all of them, because they just move an inch and it's under them. What if they're in a king size bed, right? So they're not touching each other. They each have plenty of space. If you find under the middle one, they're all tomatoes. Why? Because we assume that when people sleep, they toss and turn and move one person. So if it's under the middle, each one of them could have moved there. But if you find it under the inner one, she and the middle one are within one person of it are tomatoes. The outer one is two people away. And no one tosses and turns that much, so she's tahora. And this is all just Chazal's practical judgment. If you find under the outer one, she in the middle one are tomatoes, and the inner one is tahora. When is this true if they climbed onto bed from the foot of the bed? But if they climbed from the outside of the bed, meaning they all climbed over the outside part, even though they're only there for 1 second, that counts. Kulam tomatoes. If you find in the outside of the bed and they all climb that way to get in and out, or even just to get in, then they're all tomatoes because for at least 1 second they were all on the outside of the bed. Maybe when she passed, it fell from her. Again, this is all in the old days before underwear. This is all true if it's on the bottom sheet, not on the top sheet. But if it's on the top sheet tosses and turns so much, it goes all over the bed. They're all always tomatoes because the top sheet goes all over. Okay, the Achronim point out, the Shach and the Taz here, that in their days, the bottom sheet also went all over. Okay, it just depends how your sheet works. Now, nowadays we have fitted bottom sheets, so it wouldn't go all over. The Shach in Sivkot and Samaches points out one thing. Says, basically, when there's three women in a king-size bed, we assume no one would go all the way to the other side of the bed. They would each only toss and turn within one person. If there's one woman on a king-size bed, we assume she'll go all over the bed. There's no one stopping her. Therefore, even if she's on this edge, and you find blood on that edge, she's Tameya, because one woman could toss and turn in the whole bed because no one else is blocking her. Okay. Yeah, nowadays we're underwear, so it's not so relevant. Nun Aleph. Call them Ma'iri Shalabadka Shabachvayam Shabadku Shlosham and Nimtu Tahoros. When is it true that all three of them are Tameyos? When none of them did a Badika, or they all did a Badika and they were all Tahoros? Avalabadka Achvayam Shtaim Motzatoros. What if one or two do Badika and they're Tahor? Right? This is going on all the previous Seifim, perhaps. What if some of them do a Badika and they're Tahoros? Then, Hain Tahoros, Vachir Shalabadka Tameya, the one. Say there's three women, A, B, and C. A finds she's Tahora, now she's Tahora, it must be from B or C. B checks and she's Tahora, now she's Tahora, it must be from C. Bimbabke kama shlishis, stupid. Umata Tahora, right? This is like me the stone, right? This is against me the stone, right? Or this is me the stone, rather. The third one also checked and found she's Tahora. Kulam Tmeos, now they're all Tmeos. Why? Because if they're all three of them are Tahoros, it had to still come from one of them. So obviously it came from one of them and it was just one drop and there was no other drop left behind. And therefore they're all equal again. Basically, as long as one of them is better off, is more taller than the others, she can be taller than the other one. If they're all equal, then they're all tomatoes.
Practically, didn't they also do Dika at the same time? Because you say that it was Dika.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying I shouldn't blame the third one for being stupid because it was all simultaneous and they didn't know what would be. I don't know what the game theorists would say about this. This sounds very, very complicated.
One of them not do Badika.
What?
One of them not do Badika and take the hit, as it
were? Yeah, but you're right. Okay, I take back my personal criticism of all these women. You know, I'm not sure that I'm trying to apologize to them since they're not actually real people. A, B, and C, I apologize for being bullshit to all of you. Okay. What if one of them checks and finds she's Tmeya? She checks, so she's full of blood. Then here's Lobot, who told us about. Then the other one's gonna be told in her. Now she's Anita. They hang Taurus. But Gushnaim, so Tmeya's hang Tmeya. So two of them find their tomatoes. Then the third one, you're told them. They should tell them ahead. Okay, you don't need to discuss with all three of them checking their tomatoes. Then the Kesem is irrelevant. They're all tomatoes anyway. Okay.
One checks and finds she's Tmeya, the other two have to check, or they could
just they don't have to check. If one checks and finds she's Tmeya, then the other two are good to go.
In this case also,
but I'm not going to accuse anyone because maybe it was all simultaneous and no one knew what anyone else would do because you have to be a very advanced game theorist to know what they should all do.
Can you be totally cool on that? If the day before she found the cats in the blood, and then they all checked the following night and all were tomatoes, and they all be told we're cool to start counting early.
Would you have one who's by the command with this then?
No, they all would have started counting anyway early.
What? There's a subject about who the chasm comes from. Now they all did a Vidika.
No, there's something the chasm comes from. They all consider themselves tomatoes. Misafik yesterday.
This is insane. They can count now. All of them could not because they're told.
Right, just because they're all Tmeos. Am I missing?
They didn't come in, or whatever, they didn't ask the Shaila until after they did their... They're being told of themselves on the Kesem.
I'm not following.
I mean, they're being told of their Itzer status on the Kesem, because they have an officer from yesterday.
But let's say they just found the Kesem and never did a Bdika, then they're all Tmeos. Right?
Right.
So they're all tomatoes. Lomal of Lomort.
Right. So now you're using it with in a certain sense.
I mean, are you talking about counting the 5 days?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not considered a kula because you don't need to actually be Anita to count the 5 days. You just need to think you're Anita.
Right.
Because it's all about refraining from Tashmish. So You don't be chalos nida. You just have to be a nihod of nida. And they clearly had a nihod of nida. Okay. So now this is all mefurish mishnayos. The machlokas rishonim is, at least the way the Bezilson learns machlokas rishonim, there are those who learn machlokas rishonim otherwise. How soon afterwards do you have to do this bedika in order to affect the shayla? Right? Let's sort of say it's intuitive to all of us that if 3 weeks later one of them does a bedika and finds she's tameya, it doesn't seem like that should really affect this shayla. So here we have machlokas rishonim. The Gemara says bar pida, says it has to be right away. Has to be miyad. Right? Miyad, right away. And it's not so clear if we paskin that way or not. So most Rishonim say, what's the time frame here? Most Rishonim say it has to be miyad. Because otherwise it's not relevant, right? Otherwise it doesn't tell you what you were when you found the kesem. The Rush has a bit of a das yachid. No, even Acher Zman. And even though the Bach says maybe Acher Zman just means like the time when, not right away, but if you take something out from under the pillow. But the all the Acheronim assume the Rush meant, no, even a long time later. Even most Acheronim assume up to 24 hours is still relevant. And the Balamor, in Raza, in his Hasagos, so the Balei Nefesh, makes a chiluk. He says the Raza, he says it depends if she finds herself Tameya or she finds herself Tahora. If she finds herself Tameya, that only chaps and afkamina, that's only halachically relevant if it's Miyad. But if she finds herself Tahora, even if Acher's not, what's the logic? If she finds herself Tameya, then Chazaka is that she's not Tameya until proven otherwise. She's clean until proven otherwise. So if she finds herself Tameya, if it's Miyad, we assume she was Tameya when the Kesem came. But if it's 5 minutes later, we assume she's only Tameya then, and she can't save the other woman. She finds herself Tahora, then Lachora, she was Tahora the whole time, because if she bled 5 minutes ago, she would still have a little blood inside. So, okay, those are the three sheets. The Rush says even afterward, she's Tameya afterwards, we assume she was Tameya then. She's Tahora afterwards, we assume she was Tahora then. The Balmor says, no, she's Tameya afterwards, she's only Tameya now. If she's Tahora afterwards, she was Tahora the whole time. And most of them say, no, it's only relevant as Miyad. Whatever you do 5 minutes later is irrelevant. How does the Shofar Paskin? Either way. Only if she wiped herself right away when she found the blood. And notice the kincha, she wiped. She didn't do a full bedika, full check, just a quick wipe. But if she waited long enough to a full bedika, to check all the cracks and crevices, then it doesn't help. Meaning, if she just waited long enough for a bedika, it doesn't help. It has to be just the time it takes to a quick wipe, which is what we call the osio. Right? Osyom, so only miyad. Osyom, which is only enough time to do a quick wipe. Okay, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a lot of unim here, which we're not going to. What? Yeah, it's not going to be so relevant. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a lot of unim. We're not going to go into them because I do want to get as close as possible to the end of the simon. There's a fascinating machlokus in the Beis Yosef. Miyad, what if, his example, in the bed, they're all in bed, they find a stain. If they do it miyad, it's relevant. 5 minutes later or not. What about this case? What if they all wore a shirt? A wore the shirt, B wore the shirt, C wore the shirt, C